One hand on the wheel, one hand around Darlene's shoulders, Tony pounded the gas pedal, and the van roared over the bumps and pits of the narrow dirt road. Leaning against the window on Darlene's right, Sue gritted her teeth and absorbed every jolt and jerk in silence. Tony was driving too fast, trying to impress Darlene, and Sue had to fight down her fear. The van was roaring through thick woods, and the overhanging trees blocked the evening light, making Sue feel as if the world had gone black and white. In the back seat, Randy, Brian, and Cindy were singing a children's song, Teddy Bear's Picnic, singing and laughing at the same time. Darlene shook her head. Sue covered her ears. Sue was the shy one in the group of friends. She appeared on edge with them, as if she'd love to be somewhere else. The van hit a big stone, and the six kids flew up from their seats, their heads thumping the ceiling. The wheel spun wildly in Tony's hand. Sue and Cindy screamed as they veered toward the trees. Laughing, Tony swung the car back onto the road. "Man, this van can really rock and roll," Randy said from the back seat. "Like, really?" Tony said. He tightened his arm around Darlene, pulling her closer. Sue gripped her door handle tightly. She frowned at Tony. It was obvious she wished Tony would stop trying to wow Darlene and drive a little slower. The sky had grown even darker. Cindy sat between Brian and Randy in the back. She was sweet-looking, with wavy blonde hair down to her shoulders. She wore a ruffled peasant blouse that showed plenty of skin. Randy had short blonde hair and looked about 12, even with the cigarette dangling from his mouth. Darlene was smoking too. She had a dark ponytail, her hair mostly hidden under a polka dot bandana. The bandana flapped in the wind from Tony's open window. Darlene always wore the same black leather jacket and black denim jeans. She liked to look tough. Tony's dark hair was ruffled by the wind as the van sped through the trees. He had a lean, serious face, but his eyes crinkled at the sides, as if he were always enjoying a private joke. "How about some music?" Randy asked. Tony uttered an annoyed sigh. "I already told you, the radio is busted. This is my cousin's van, and..." That's when the car hit something in the road and spun rapidly out of control. Jerked to one side, the six teens heard a hard thud and then the clang of metal against rock. "Whoa!" Tony uttered a wide-eyed cry. The car lurched forward, then shot back hard with a squeal. Silence. Sue gazed out the window, her face revealing her fear. "Did we hit a deer?"
"Just a rock," Tony said, and then added, "I think."
The three in the back seat sat in stunned silence. Tony tried to gun the engine. Nothing. He turned the key in the ignition, but the van refused to respond.
Come on, go!"
It was easy to see that Tony was the most impatient of the group. No, impatient wasn't the right word. He was hot-headed, ready to explode for any reason. Several more tries to start the van. Sue shut her eyes. Darlene tapped the dashboard nervously.
"Go, go, go!"
Randy urged the van from the back seat. They were deep in the woods, in the middle of nowhere. It was miles to the lake lodge where they were heading. Tony let out an exasperated cry. He slammed the wheel with both hands.
"I don't believe this."
He shoved open the driver's door and jumped outside. Everyone started talking at once. The air in the van grew steamy and hot. They all piled out. Tall trees rose up on both sides of the narrow dirt road. Brian put a hand on Sue's shoulder.
"Hey, Sue, we'll be okay."
Sue forced a smile, but everyone could see her trembling.
"Nice night for a walk," Darlene said, rolling her eyes. "I love walking miles and miles in a dark forest, don't you?"
No one answered her. Tony was peering under the hood. He slammed his fist on the fender and cursed.
"Too dark, I can't see a thing."
"Since when do you know how to fix a car?" Randy said.
"Since when do I need your opinion?"
Tony shot back. He bumped up against Randy, fists clenched. Randy raised both hands in surrender and backed off. The discussion of what to do didn't take long. Stay overnight in the van? Or walk,
and try to find a house or cabin with someone who could help them start it up again. The unanimous decision was to look for help. And so they left everything in the van and, huddling close together, started off along the path through the trees. The only sounds were the soft thuds of their shoes on the dirt and the endless shrill chirp of crickets all around. "What kind of nut would live in the middle of a forest?" Darlene complained. "We'll be walking forever."
"Unless we're attacked by wolves," Randy joked.
"Not funny, man." Tony moved to confront Randy again. Randy raised his hands in surrender and backed off.
"There may be a bigger road or a highway up ahead," Cindy said. She was the optimist in the group.